This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. There are some economic anxieties facing the United States right now. The Delta variant, inflation, they do have some people worried. But there are two pieces of data that suggest we are collectively actually very confident about the future. One, we are quitting our jobs at a very fast pace, not something you do if you're worried about the future. And two, we're starting businesses at a high rate. Marketplace's Morning Report host David Brancaccio spoke with Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell about what it means.
All right, quit rate. People voluntarily saying, I'm leaving this job for perhaps greener pastures. Mr. Boss, sayonara.
That's right. So it's at a series high. So many people are leaving their jobs, David, that the movement now has its own label, the Great Resignation. So workers coming out of this pandemic recession are confident enough in the economy's prospects that they're willing to take a risk and leave their job behind. The social isolation that was endured by so many people during the pandemic and the trauma that followed the murder of George Floyd by a former Minneapolis police officer, you know, it pushed many people to rethink and reimagine what they're doing at work. They may be looking for something that's a better fit with their values and goals, and they're willing to take a risk to find that job and career.
But, I mean, right, you have to be financially secure enough to take the risk of switching careers and leaving a job, unless you have like an especially heinous boss and you just have to get out. But often it's people who have the wherewithal to be able to make the change.
Well, here's the thing, David. Economists estimate that we've accumulated in excess of $2 trillion in savings during the pandemic, at least for those who still had jobs. And that's because there were limited outlets to spend your money. Well, here's the thing. Much of the economic conversation about this excess savings rate has dwelled on how it's going to fuel consumer pent-up demand. But more important, the savings may be helping to pay for that job search or starting a new business.
Yeah, or starting a new business. That's the other part of it. You might not go to a new boss. You might be your own boss.
So entrepreneurship, it's flourishing. Economist John Halterwanger, he's at the University of Maryland. In a recent paper, he noted that the pace of new business applications since mid-2020 is the highest on record. Now, the series only goes back to 2004, but still, this large increase in applications is for entrepreneurs that plan on hiring employees and others who just want to be solopreneurs. So in sharp contrast, entrepreneurship fell during the Great Recession of a dozen years ago. And the Kauffman Foundation, you know, it's a nonprofit organization that follows entrepreneurship. Its national series on entrepreneurship also shows a sharper increase in startup activity last year. So like the quit rate, you don't take the risk of starting a new business unless you believe there's an opportunity to make a go of it.
Now, you know, I don't want to encourage instability here, but I guess if you're inclined, now is the time, right?
Well, what are you waiting for? You know, if you've been contemplating a change, you know, the story is straightforward. Companies are fighting for talent, and that's the definition of a good market for anyone who's looking to voluntarily change their job or join the ranks of the nation's entrepreneurs.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.